Billings Best Mix of 2K and today, Sam Smith. He's been on the lineup now for the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland.
Oh.
Takes place every year. This year, June 30th and July 15th. Oh, it runs a bunch of days. But, yeah, Bob Dylan's on the ticket. Sam Smith.
Wow.
Lil Nas X.
Oh.
Norah Jones. Lionel Richie. Simply Red. I mean, what a wacky lineup,
right?
I was
just about to say, that is the most random group of humans ever.
Iggy Pop will be there. Chris Isaak. I mean, we're just a bunch of randos. So if you want to see a eclectic mix, go ahead and book your ticket to Switzerland this summer.
Man, Sam Smith is getting dragged.
Yeah, like, what happened?
People are just really annoyed with his fashion statements.
Still.
They're still just like, why is he doing all these weird things? And I'm like, it's called a gimmick.
That's duh. What, it's a, yeah, that's what pop stars do, right?
Yeah. I'm like, duh.
Nothing new there.
Me and Michael have spent so much time together in the last 6 months that we talk the same now.
It's funny. When you spend 4 to 5 hours each day, every single day, in a fairly smallish room with the same person.
Yeah.
And when we're talking, we're not talking on the radio, then we're talking usually to each other when the songs are playing and stuff.
Absolutely.
So you do get to know each other pretty well. And thank God we got along.
Oh my God, what if we didn't?
That was the thought when we first hired you. I'm like, gosh, I hope I get along with this gal because I'm going to be stuck together in the same room.
Okay,
with her.
Can I be very honest with you? When I had my interviews, it was you, Johnny V, and then Market President. And there's so I'm looking at three dudes on the screen, and I'm like, I wonder which one is the one because they didn't disclose that.
No, they didn't. They didn't tell you whose title was who.
And so like I'm psychoanalyzing all three of you, and I'm like, I really hope it's the salt and pepper haired one the whole time.
Yeah, that worked out well.
It did. Yeah. It really did.
Yeah. You announced shortly that you're leaving us.
I am.
Today's your last day.
It is. I thought I was going to go all the way till end of April, but this is radio world, man.
That's how it goes, yeah. Please don't start crying again because it makes, when women cry, guys get super uncomfortable. I'm going to be selfish now and order you not to cry again.
I think it's all out of my system. I think I literally, you guys, I've had a heartache.
Well, yeah. It's like a breakup. It's like an unfortunate relationship gone bad.
Right.
Well, it's a work relationship, but
it
still hurt.
It didn't go south. It's just like what we stated earlier. It's just a lot to deal with in a brand new place.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still very much getting used to Billings, and I was thrown in so quickly. And I love the confidence you have in me, but man, dark night of the soul a lot of these days.
Here's your shovel. Get to work.
Yeah. Like, woo.
Yeah.
Hoo-wee. But I'm so grateful. I am so grateful for you and Rachel and, you know, the Flakes are like my crusty old uncles.
They
Bert
are.
And
they're,
Ernie.
They're your crotchety old stepdads. That,
they are.
But they mean well. They say harsh things too. But they inside those crusty exteriors, I think they both actually have hearts.
They do. I've seen Paul cry.
They do.
I've seen Paul cry. So I know that I'll still have a good relationship with everyone here. It just didn't work out the way
it didn't
that
work
that
out. You got to take care of you, Nikki. That's. We talk about that largely during our last 6 months that, you know, you got to make yourself happy first, no matter what it is, whether it's work or relationship or whatever.
So. Yeah, and I've been having to reevaluate that. Like, what is my self-worth? Do I need, like, this fame that comes with being on the morning show, you know? And I'm an anxious person.
Yeah.
I was constantly worried that someone was, you know, going to get me fired somehow, some way, because people can be mean.
Sure.
And so that's the kind of the journey that I've been on for the last 6 months.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
Yeah, it's something.
I just have to analyze it as a third-person party outsider with no judgment because that's how you learn. I'm not judging my actions. I'm not judging anyone's actions. It's just, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah. And I'm going to miss the Mixies.
Yeah. They're going to miss you.
I'm going to miss y'all.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we got the word of the day, or the next code word coming up.
Okay.
So that'll be exciting.
Yeah.
Hopefully somebody will win 30 grand.
If you do, let's go on a vacation.
Yeah, right. You got time. God knows you got time on your hands starting Monday.
Hey. Yeah.
No, but you've been looking around at different jobs you want to do. You love animals, so you're thinking maybe something along that line. I know you talked to Yellowstone Valley Animal Shelter.
Yeah, and they come on the show all the time. We do wet nose. So
how about you become the new wet nose person? That way I can still at least see you every Wednesday.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Amen.
Call Tiffany. Get her on the phone.
Tiff, hire me right now.
Tiff, hire me now. I know you're short staffed.
Katie, I know you're listening.
I know they are, yeah. No, it'll be good. We'll still see you.
Of course. I'll be out and about. You guys, just anytime you see me, just be like, hey, girl, what's up?
Yeah.
I'll always talk to you.
You're all over social media, too, if people want to keep in touch with your life that way, too.
Yep. Facebook, Instagram, Nikki V on air.
Yeah.
I'll be here, man. I'm in B-Town.
That's right.
Yeah, you'll see me.
B-Town for life.
B-Town for life.